Blog Talk Radio.
To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth, and I am your host, Elder QT. I'm here to bring you the word and hoping that you will receive it and marinate it in your spirit so you are able to go out and help someone and share what you have received to lift someone else up. Amen. Amen. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. The topic for today is going to be, how are you living your life? How are you living your life? Amen. And let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we begin to take steps in the direction of our purpose here on this earth. We ask that you give us wisdom, dear Lord, knowledge, understanding, and revelation of your words. Dear Lord, we ask in faith that as your word promises us, that you will give us wisdom in every small and large decision as we step into our purpose driven in life. Amen. We thank you that we don't have to rely on our own understanding, as we know that your wisdom will guide us to our exact purpose in life. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can come to the throne and ask everyone, and ask anything of you. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your direction. We ask for your wisdom. We ask you to cover us. We ask you to order our steps. And we thank you for the gift and power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. How are you reliving? Oh, how are you living your life? Amen. See, life is a journey. We know that. We are all traveling this inevitable towards the end of our lives. We will either coast through our life with no sense of direction, or we will live with a purpose and fulfillment in our life. Amen. See, this race is on. Where are you going? And where are you? And what are you doing about it? Amen. How are you living your life? God is asking. And if you don't know, you need to ask God, how am I doing? Direct me. Lead me. What's driving you? See, everyone's life is driven by something. You know, we're driven by guilt, worry, or fear, insecurity, anger, resentment, their past, the possessions, our parents, money, etc. God wants us to be purpose-driven people, driven by his plan, his purpose for our lives. That's where meaning and significance come from. See, before God even planned the world, he planned you. When he planned you, he planned your purpose even before you were born. Amen? When you fulfill your life purpose, it brings honor to God, and it brings satisfaction to yourself. Know who you are. Unify your weakness and ask God to strengthen in that area. You see, Jesus was a purpose-driven person. He said in John 17:4, I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. See, if you are a believer, you want to bring glory to God. How do you do that? See, you do that by completing the work God gave you to do, completing your assignment, completing the mandate. Amen? You know, this level of living, you know, you will live life at one or three or four basic levels. I'm only going to touch on three: survival, success, and significance. The basic level. See, survival, the first level, the lowest level is the survival level. Most people live in survival mode. They get by in life. They're not really living. They're just existing. They put in their time, punch the time clock, and live for the weekends. They never really have any major goals or major drive in life. Are you one of those people? Amen. I hope not. The second is success. Most people are in the second level, a little higher level called the success level. Focus is on paying off the mortgage or establishing a comfortable lifestyle. Yet this level does not satisfy. The third is significance. Significance is when you know why you're here on earth. You have a purpose for your life. You know that your life matters. You know that there is meaning behind what's going on in your life. People who enjoy significance, my brothers and sisters, know what on earth they are here for. What are you here for on earth? Ask yourself. See, we need to move from the success to significant. How to live a purpose-driven life. We need to decide what's important, such as our values, our morals. See, purpose flows out of values. Every time we make a decision in life, we are filtering that decision through our values, that grid. See, whether we're conscious of it or not, values affect everything we do. We all have values, my brothers and sisters, but often we haven't clarified them or examined them. Where do you get your values from, you ask? Well, let me tell you. We picked them up from our parents. Oh, yes. We picked a lot of things up from our parents, our peers, magazines, books, the music we listen to. As we know today, we hear all these crazy rap songs, and it gets ridiculous, and you wonder, you know, how could they listen to this music and it does not affect them? We know that when you listen to it, it enters into your spirit. Amen? We get our values from the society, from worldview. Today, one of the ways we pick up our values through media, especially television and radio. See, the Bible tells us that the values of the world are very well known, and they have not changed. We are going to get our values in life from one or two places, the world or the word. The world or the word. That's where we're going to get our values from. Now, you will get your values in life from either culture or Christ. Amen. See, in 1 John 2:15, 16 said, don't love the world's way. Don't love the world's way. The lust for physical pleasure, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to you, and the pride that comes from wealth and importance. See, these are not from God, but from the world. Amen? See, pleasure. Pleasure is one of the three primary values in this world. If you ask most people, what do you want out of life? They'll say, I want to have fun. I want to be happy. I want to feel good. That's different way of saying one of the largest industrials today and now is entertainment. I mean, entertainment is one of the largest industry in this world. We're a pleasure obsessed with culture and entertainment. Then we move on to the possession, the ambition to buy everything that appeals to us, the impulsive type of buyers. Our society is consumed with consuming clothes, cars, homes, jewelry. We see it advertised on television, through the internet, radio. So we want everybody to see what we got. We want to showboat. You know, we want to show off. See, we collect things and amass things and buy things we don't need. But we keep buying. We base our self-worth on our net worth. Amen? Then we move on to prestige or power or position or popularity. In our world, image is everything. We're very status conscious. We want people to look up to us. We want people to think we're important and successful. And we have values. Amen. See, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. See, the Message Bible says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit in to it without even thinking. Some of us do that. We try to fit into, try to assimilate into other people's culture, into our own culture, without thinking. We want to be seen. We want to be known. We want that status. We want that influence. We want to be that pillar in the community that people look up to. Amen? See, but if you buy into the world value system, that's the ultimate value in life is pleasure, possession, and prestige. See, you will miss God's purpose for your life if you focus on pleasure, possession, and prestige. So think about your values and where they are going to lead you today. Think ahead. Don't wait for some major crisis or pain to come before you. Think about your life. Ask yourself, my brothers and sisters, what's going on? What's going to last? Think, my brothers and sisters, 10. Let's go with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 years from now, even to eternity. Let's think what we're going to do with our life. Amen. See, pleasure doesn't last. In Hebrews 11:25, it says, the pleasure of sin only lasts for a short time, Ain't that the truth? Sometimes we think we're having so much fun doing the wrong thing, and then it's gone. And now we want to turn around and do it again, and then it's gone. And we talk about possession. Possession don't last. 1 Timothy 6:7 says, we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out. When the millionaire dies, how much does he leave? He can't take it with him. He leaves it all, doesn't he? We know this. Have you ever seen a trailer of goods following a hearse? I don't think any of us has. See, prestige doesn't last either. Mark 10 and 31 says, many people who seem to be important now will be the least important in eternity. You see, it goes on to say that many who seem least important today will be the most important in heaven. Amen? Hey, the last shall be first. God is good. See, Solomon had it all, and yet he drifted from God's purpose in his life. See, his conclusion, see, I tried it all, but it's useless. It's worthless. It's all vanity. If you have no purpose in life, and you hear a lot of people say, man, I did it all. I did everything. I traveled the world. I done this. I had this. I had that. But he had no purpose in life. See, none of this stuff that he brags about, that he talks about, matter. The bottom line is the world, my brothers and sisters, and its desires will pass away. But those who do the will of God will live forever. Amen. 1 John 3:17. You know, we want to define the purpose. Define your purpose. You know, I look at three primary aspects of God's purpose for our lives. To be a good friend. God says that he made me to know and love him. The Bible says God is love, and he made you simply to love you. God wants to be our friend. Amen. In Matthew 22, it says, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. He says, this is top priority. He says, if you don't do anything else in life, you need to learn to know God and love God. I hope you hear what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters in Christ. He says, if you don't do anything else in life, you need to learn to know and love God. You know, I heard my mother-in-law say the other day, she was telling one of her nephews that she was saying that, giving him a birthday wish, and he said, and one of her comment to him as he enjoys and celebrates his birthday, she said, know God, know Jesus, learn the Bible, love God, because he's everything. He's our all in all. Amen. See, God the Father has called you to himself. He desires an intimate relationship with you and me. See, you are called to be a part of his family. We are God's family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are his children. See, you are his son or daughter. He wants to love, care, provide, and protect you, protect us. He wants to spend time with us. See, this is our highest purpose or calling, and it is to be the foundation for any other ministry. Amen. To help others. See, first you are to be God's friend. He wants a personal relationship with you. Then God wants you to begin doing his will by helping others. Amen. What will be the contribution of your life? In other words, what am I going to do with my God-given talent, with my God-given gifts. Your gifts look good on you. Amen. In Ephesians, it says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Good works are things done in love for the benefit of other people. See, our motive is not to earn salvation or to promote ourselves, but to benefit others because of God's love in our heart. We do things because of God's love in our hearts. We don't do things to be recognized. We don't do things for people to say, hey, you know, he or she did this, did that. We do things because of God's love in our hearts. See, we were put here on earth to make a contribution, not to take up space. Amen? We were put on earth, this earth, to leave it a better place, to make some kind of contribution with your life. God planned you before you were born. You were made for a purpose. And we should know our purpose. We should be purpose-driven. Amen? In 1 Peter 4:10 said, God has given each of you some special ability. Do you know your abilities? Do you know how special you are? Amen? Be sure to use them to help each other. If you know it, use it. If you don't, find it. Pass it on to others. God's many kind of blessings. We're here to help each other, to lift each other, to encourage each other, to communicate with each other, to help those who are backsliding, to pick one another up. See, the Christian life is to be one of a servanthood. We need to serve more. We need to give more. See, this is the key to the truth of greatness. A servant seems as we are, we should see ourselves as under others and seek to promote and make others people successful. We don't see ourselves as above anyone because we are not. We should just to promote and make others people successful. Make them feel their self-worth. Amen. See, Jesus was a servant. He came as a servant to serve and to give to his life for us. See, Jesus told his disciples that they were also called to serve. Do as I have done unto you. He said his mission was that of a servant, and so is ours. You'll find that in Mark 10 and 20. See, God's family, our priority, God's family is our priority. See, in Galatians 6 and 10, it said, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers, the household of faith. Amen. See, together we are his body. Each person is a member. Each person has a gift, a talent, and a job to do. The health and growth of the church is dependent on your contribution. See, we will be rewarded for the contribution we make here on earth. Amen. So we should step out in faith, go into the highways and byways, and do what God has assigned us to do, has mandated us to do. Amen. We need to influence the world. and not be in the world per se. See, in Mark 16:15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. See, go into all the world and proclaim the good news about Jesus Christ. See, the world includes all aspects and places where people live and interact. Amen. And that's what we need to do. Go out and go out into the highways and byways. Go into the stores and to places and to the malls and to some of these places that you refuse to speak and proclaim the word of God. See, Jesus lived in the world. See, he moved around different parts of society. And we know that because we read about it. See, we talked about religious leaders. You know, we talked about the tax collector, the children, needy people, sinners, all kinds of people from all walks of life and different sections of society. He was a friend of sinners. Amen. He spent time with them. They saw his life, heard his words, felt his heart. He was comfortable around them. Yet he did not compromise his lifestyle or his character. I don't think you heard me. I don't think you hear. I mean, I'm trying to tell you, you know, don't be ashamed and don't point fingers at the, you know, at drug addicts, at prostitutes, alcoholics, at inmates and poor, the poor. You know, don't do these things because Jesus associates himself with them. He did not partake in their activities, but he wanted to share the word to try to bring them out of that pit. That's what we should do. As we walk, as we talk, and we run into different peoples in life, hey, let's just talk about Jesus. See where they're at. Meet them at their level. And let them know that there's a chance that if they receive, there's a better place. There's a better mindset that you will have if you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let them know what God has done in your life. Use your own testimony to build them up, to let them know that, hey, you're not alone. There's thousands of others just like you. You want to make it happen. You know, the incongruent values that we have are a major source. Some of our values are a major source of stress. Believe in one thing, amen, and live in another. You know, there's three areas that I can talk about reflect our values. But we know a lot of people that has that source of stress on them because we can see it. We discern it. All of them, they're living one way, believing one thing, or believing in our Savior, but yet they're living another life, like having two personalities. See, our schedule. See, where do you spend your time? We're talking about daily quiet time. See, church meetings, we all have the same amount of time each day, 168 hours. See, everybody in this room, in our listening audience, everybody has the same amount of hours, 168 hours a week. In that week, the difference between those who really make their lives count and those who don't, it's management. We all have the same amount of time. It's just the way you use it. Amen? The way you use it. You see, our budget. Where do you spend your money? Tithe giving, offering, buying clothes, purchasing a new car, donating, giving to charity. Amen. Take a look at your budget. Take a look at your relationship. Who do you run with? Say the birds of a feathers flock together. What birds are you running with? Talk to me, somebody. Who are you running with? Are you running with family, church people, or unchurched people? Amen. Eliminate those worthless things that don't matter in your life. Stop doing what isn't important so you have that time that you need to study the word, to help others, to be a servant. Stop doing what isn't important so you have that time, money, and energy to do the things that counts. That counts. Amen. Be a benefit. Have that purpose-driven life. Do something in your life that's going to count. Because if you do, it reduces frustration. I mean, I'm talking about a sense of purpose that makes daily decision easier when you have that purpose-driven life. A sense of motivation, a sense of purpose gives you a reason to give up in the morning. It has that reason. Some of us don't want to get up in the morning. But if you have that purpose driven in life, it will give you that reason to get up in the morning. And thank God that you're above ground. Thank God for your air, for breathing. Thank God for your strength and the activity of your limbs. Thank God for giving you another day to go out and be a blessing to someone in His name. It creates that concentration. It creates that purpose that enables you to focus and avoid distraction. When the enemy is trying to pull you away from your assignment, trying to pull you away from your purpose, trying to pull you away from your Lord, you want to avoid that kind of distraction. Don't get off track. Don't get diverted to something that you know that doesn't coincide with your values, your beliefs. A sense of purpose that attracts other people to your life. You know, that it attracts like that, having that cooperation. A sense of purpose that attracts other people to you. Let your light shine. Let that beacon continue to flicker so people know that there he is, there she is. Let the beacon flicker in your life to help others and get involved with some type of organizations, unions, or groups that's going to help others. Prepare yourself after you do this. Evaluate a sense of purpose that prepare you for eternal audit, because you're going to be evaluated. See, when God will ask each of us two important questions: what did you do with my son, Jesus Christ? What did you do with all the talents that I gave you, your life, your opportunity? What did you do? Amen. What did you do with your time, your energy? Did you just spend it on yourself, or did you use it for the purpose on earth that I created you for? What did you do with what I gave you, God is saying? And you got to ask yourself, what am I doing? Am I serving the purpose? Am I fulfilling the mandate? Am I fulfilling the assignment that God placed on me? If I'm doing it, how am I spending my time? Do I help others? Do I encourage others? Or do I do just the opposite to make myself feel good? Do I gossip? Do I spread rumors? Do I debase people, degrade individuals? What are you doing with your time? Listen to God. He's asking you. I have you here for a purpose. Find your gifts. Find your talent. Find your purpose driven in life so you can be worthy. So you can lift your head up and say, Lord, I did this. I fulfilled my assignment. Amen. Know your purpose driven in life. Know what God has for you. Because what God has for you is for you. I mean, don't spend your life running the race. Running the race. And then you realize you ran in circles because you did nothing. You never made it to the finish line. Don't be that individual that has the gifts, that has the talent, that has the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, but yet you keep it all to yourself. And you want people to look at you as if, see me. Yes, they see you. But yet you don't step outside your little circle to help someone, to encourage someone, and try to speak life to someone. When you see someone's down and out, don't just walk past. If you give that person a smile or an encouraging word or whatever, feed them or share something. Be that what God wanted you to be. Be that what God has planned you to be. Be that person that God has given the gifts and talent to. Be that person to share with others. Be that person to encourage others and let them know that, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. Stand up and walk. Amen. Our God is an awesome God, and he does reign. My brothers and sisters, I mean, run your race. Try to balance your life. Place your life on a renewed, or on a, how you say it, renewed cycle. Pace your life. Renew yourself. And you can and deal with any discouragement. Turn it around for your good. Be the icebreaker. If you can share one thing that happens to someone since you last met, or what would it be if you can share something with someone that you meet that, in order to bring them out of that depression, that anxiety. What will it be? How much of a Christian influence by the value of this world do you possess? Amen. Do you think most Christians understand their purpose? I hope so. I hope so. We know that it's going to be hard at times to fulfill it. But that's where you have the word. That's where you are anchor. That's where you pull yourself up by the bootstrap and say, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. Try not to get distracted. But we do at times. That's why you put your mind on something of a good rapport. Study the words to show yourself approved. So you can be able to regurgitate it at the time that you might need it the most. Can you define your purpose? I hope so. What do you believe is your unique contribution to the world, being a saint? Ask others. Ask your fellows, brothers and sisters in Christ, to share what potential they might have, that they see that they have to help others. Amen. Amen. Okay, I just thank God for each and every last one of you for joining in, for being obedient to God's word, for being obedient to get back on the line and receive and hopefully to share with someone. Amen. I just want to thank each and every last one of you, my listening audience, the internet, those that's on the computer. I just want to thank you for just being there, for praying for myself and praying for Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Dodds, and continue to lift Kingdom Development Institute up. Continue to be our backbone. Continue to be our support. We want to thank you from the bottom of our heart. And as we pray for you, you pray for us. Amen. Let's continue to ride this wave to heaven, because our God is an awesome God. I want you to have a blessed and wonderful day today. Share with someone, encourage someone, lift someone up. Lift someone, literally, if you can, lift someone up and just tell them, you are an image. Your image is like God. Be saved, be well, and have a marvelous, miraculous, majestic day today. May God bless you and keep you. And go with God's speed. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
you're standing next to, and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know what the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be, but I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it. Lift your voice and say, God is sending out God. God is sending out. God is sending out. I know what it looked like before. I know what it felt like before. But he's releasing healing right now. He's releasing healing right now. God is sending out. Oh, this won't be. Lift your hands all over the room and say, this one,
this won't be my song no more.
That thing that's been keeping you up at night won't be,
this won't be my song no more.
Having just enough just to get by won't be you,
this won't be my song no more.
God came to pull you where you belong, oh yes he did,
this won't be my song no more.
God came to break you out of some stuff tonight, oh yes he did. He came to break you out tonight. Hey, he came to break you out tonight. Yeah, he came to break you out tonight. Lift your hands all over this room. And if don't nobody else get it, read it for your home tonight. As your hands are lifted up high, I get you out of your own mouth to begin to shout in the atmosphere. God is changing my stuff. Open your mouth and shout it like this. Shout it like this. You want me to say. You want me to say. He's turning that thing around. He's turning it. Somebody open your mouth. Oh, oh no. That won't be your story. No. Everybody. Say, this won't be mine. One more time like you mean it. This won't be. Now you ought to open your mouth and bless them like you believe that it's not going to change your story, but it's already changed. I need somebody to open up your mouth and get what is yours tonight. I said get what is yours.
Oh, yes it will. I go keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my
Gave me peace of mind.
Thank God
for
the blessing.
a world of sin, but grace and mercy, it took me in. Took my feet out of the miry clay and placed them on a rock to stay. Oh, what a relief it was when God rescued me. He loosed the chains that had me bound.
Night and so much pain, couldn't see no sunshine, nothing but rain.
But God,
we've been made into a bright night, but in the morning it will be alright. Oh, what a relief it was when God rescued me. He loosed my chains
that had me bound. The Holy Ghost.
I'm big and strong. He goes to work each day, and he stays all day long. He comes home each night, looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, "How's my child?" I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Color him love.
Said I'm gonna color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color the man love. Yes, I will.
Color him father.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete, because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color him father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color this man love.
Color him love.
Our real old man, he got killed in the war, and she knows she and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She thought that she could never love again, and then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in, and now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father.
Color him father.
I believe I'll color this man love. He's just been so good to me.
Color him father.
I know I've got to color him love.
Color him love.
I'm gonna color him father.
Color him father.
I've got to color this man love. Color him love. He's just been so kind.
We acknowledge you, Father God. We acknowledge you as our Lord and our Savior. We acknowledge you as the King of the Kingdom. You are the Lord Sabaoth who fight our wars and win. We acknowledge you, Father God. We applaud you for everything you've done, God, and everything that you're gonna do, God. We just worship you, God. We just always want to take our time to give you glory and give you reverence. You are the King of glory. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We worship you in the name of Jesus. We lift your name on high in the name of Jesus. We die that you might increase tonight, God. We die in the name of Jesus, God. We just clear the land in the name of Jesus, God. But we don't want anything to block our prayers, God. So therefore, we come repenting for all of our sins, God. We pray that you would blood wash us and make us whole, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would circumcise us tonight, God. That you would circumcise our hearts in the name of Jesus, God. That you would circumcise our ear gates, God. We just take dominion and authority over all dullness of heart, all dullness of hearing, God. We pray, God, that you would judge the hardness of heart in the name of Jesus, God. Make our hearts soft and pliable in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, rekaya shea, brakoya lalaria kaya saya reke, rababaya shea lalaria kaya saya. Creating us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, and renew the right spirit in us in the name of Jesus, God. We want to live upright and holy before you, God. We want to live a life pleasing unto you, God. So therefore, we submit unto you, Lord Jesus. We submit our lives unto you, God. We submit our bodies unto you, God. But that the temple of the Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus, God, rekaya soya riataya, rababaya soya riataya soya, purge us with hyssop, God, and make us white as snow, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Rakaya Sayanaya, Rakoya Babasaya, baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Burn away the drug, God. Burn away everything that's not like you, God. Burn away the bad motives, God. Burn We clear the land, God, and we prepare the way for the King. We prepare